Now, the first national plan against racism in more than 10 years will be published today. We can talk now to the social affairs correspondent with the Irish Times, Kitty Holland. Kitty, you're very welcome. Thanks for taking our call. You and your paper have seen this plan. What, in your mind, are the main elements of it?
Well, yes, I mean, it's, as you say, it's the first plan in 15 years. The last one was allowed to expire with the in 2008, 2009 with the financial crash, and a lot of the equality kind of infrastructure was dismantled around that time too. The Equality Authority, Combat Poverty, and, you know, the powers of various bodies in the community sector were really sort of decimated. So this is long overdue and very badly needed, people would say, particularly given the kind of rise in anti-immigrant sentiment we've seen over the last few months. It's very wide-ranging. It's going to require buy-in from every government department, really, if it's to be properly implemented, and from employment sector, trade unions, you know, everyone in society, really. So it's a very ambitious ambitious plan. Some of the elements in it are that there will be an extension in the remit of the Workplace Relations Commission. There'll be a revamp of school curriculums to be more inclusive. There'll be an onus on employment bodies to be more proactive in bringing minorities into the workplace and to protecting them. And I suppose, you know, I'm saying that there's it's very wide ranging and a huge number of measures. But this one, I suppose, it's hoped will have more teeth than the last one, because the big kind of a centrepiece of it will be the appointment of a special rapporteur on racism and racial equality, who will write a report every year to the government on how the plan is being implemented.
And Kitty, you're reporting this morning that this plan, it'll run for 5 years to 2027. It includes a commitment that Gardaí will, in quotation marks, eliminate policing practices that include racial or ethnic profiling. Have the Guards ever admitted to doing that?
No, they haven't. And I suppose that's something that they'll have to be a dialogue with the Guards on. Ethnic minority groups and advocacy groups and individuals among the traveller community and sort of Black and African groups and Asian groups would say that they definitely are ethnically profiled, that they definitely feel that they get harsher treatment on the streets, that they're stopped and searched, that they're spoken down to, that they're demeaned. And we see in the prisons that they're very overrepresented in the criminal justice system. So, I mean, that's a huge issue for minority groups to have confidence in the Guard and confidence in the criminal justice system, that they will be protected and treated fairly, which I suppose is an absolute fundamental in terms of you know, combating racism and a sense of equality and safety within society.
You're also reporting in your paper that the other some of the other elements will include discrimination in the private rented sector will be addressed, that political parties will be incentivised to select candidates from minority backgrounds. Very topical at the moment, of course, this is an issue that travellers have faced for many, many decades in terms of racism, but very topical at the moment for asylum seekers and people seeking international protection being abused. Will this plan address the rise in the far right?
Well, I'm speaking to Minister for Integration, Joe O'Brien, and this really is his you know, his baby, so to speak, this this action plan. He's very committed to it. He says it can and it must. And, you know, he acknowledges that it's extremely complex, the issue of anti-immigrant sentiment, particularly in more deprived working class areas where, you know, the people feel they're scrambling for resources as it is. And then there's, you know, people moving into the community who they feel are getting, you know, unfavorably positive treatment. So it's very complex. So that, I mean, he says it can and it must. I suppose we will wait and see. And as I say, it will require buy-in from all government departments and will require resources and effort and motivation. And that's all, you know, beyond the power, I suppose, of Joe O'Brien. But that's why this special rapporteur is being appointed, to really try and knock heads together and make this happen.
Thank you very much indeed, Kitty Holland, social affairs correspondent with the Irish Times.